Dr. Pinsky dictating a Mount IME on March 24 regarding Anthony DeLuca, DELUCA. Anthony DeLuca is a 58-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1-7-20, but he was standing on a ladder that broke, causing him to fall, striking the right side of his body. But as a result, he believes he injured his right wrist and lower back, but he was seen at an urgent care facility in Cinnaminson afterwards. He did further evaluation, leading to what he understands to be a diagnosis of a broken scaphoid bone repaired surgically on 1-24-20, but he also sustained disc damage to his lower back. This was treated conservatively. He revealed he did undergo chiropractic care on the lumbar spine. He completed his course of active treatment in December 2021. He admits that in July of 2021, he had an unrelated injury to the right knee, resulting in a torn meniscus, treated surgically. He denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. A paragraph asked for his claim petition. Mr. DeLuca alleged he fell from a ladder while drilling, but he fell backwards and landed on his back. Pre-treatment records show he was seen by Dr. Lipschultz on 1-13-20. He noted the petitioner had been seen at Cooper Urgent Care and was given a thumb spica brace. They were concerned over potential fracture to his back as well as a fracture to the wrist. He had a history of seizure disorder, the last one of which occurred in around 2007. He was on Dilan. Examination was done. Dr. Lipschultz reviewed the formal radiology report. There was no fracture, but there were degenerative changes. Appeared to repeated x-rays of the wrist, and upon one view, there was a question of a scaphoid waist fracture. Appeared to recommend an MRI for the wrist and physical therapy for the back. The right wrist MRI was done on 1-15-20 to be inserted here. Dr. Lipschultz reviewed these results with him on 1-21-20. He explained the distal radius fracture can be treated with immobilization. He was recommending wrist arthroscopy for evaluation of the scapholunate ligament with possible open repair. He did undergo surgery on 1-24-20 to be inserted here. Mr. DeLuca followed up on 1-30-20. But Dr. Lipschultz wrote at the time of surgery, they found a chondral injury to the distal radius along the radial side. This was in the region of the scaphoid facet. He had partial tearing of the scapholunate ligament, but no full thickness tearing. His sutures were removed on this visit, and he was placed in a short arm thumb spica cast. He followed up frequently, on 3-9-20. He was placed in a Velcro wrist brace. X-rays looked excellent with some early new bone formation. He was going to continue on restricted duty. Follow up with Dr. Lipschultz was rendered through 2-25-21. The most recent visit before that was on 6-4-20, when he seemed to be developing some extensive tendonitis at the right thumb. There was no tenderness over the distal radius or the scapholunate. He recommended anti-inflammatory to calm this down. on the visit of 2/25/21, x-rays revealed consolidation of the right distal radius fracture and were negative for any acute pathology, period. Mr. DeLuca relayed he stopped working for the insured and took a new job as a bench mechanic in late June. Since then, he had developed a burning sensation on the dorsal radial aspect of his hand and wrist. Pretty readily localizes this to the base of the index metacarpal on the dorsal right side. Dr. Lipschultz concluded this clearly was new pathology. He did not believe it was related to the prior fracture or wrist sprain, but was most likely associated with his new work duties. He offered treatment options including oral anti-inflammatory or cortisone injection. New paragraph. At the referral of a chiropractor named Dr. Polino, P-O-L-I-N-O, Mr. DeLuca had an MRI of the lumbar spine on 9/30/20 to be inserted here. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Motion of the right wrist was full without crepitus, but extension elicited tenderness. Bilateral thumb adduction was somewhat reduced. Motion of the fingers, wrists, elbows, and shoulders was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Pretty was tender to palpation about the right radial carpal bones, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrists, elbows is normal. Extremities lower. He wore an ACE wrap on the right knee, having undergone surgery 2 weeks ago. Motion of the right knee was not tested, nor were deep center reflexes at the patella. Motion of the left knee, both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Spine, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. His gait was not assessed. He was partial weight bearing using crutches. Supine straight leg raise maneuvers were deferred. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed at 75 degrees. Extension was to 20 degrees with tenderness. Bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully. There was tenderness palpation about the right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. The rest of that section is normal, running through the sitting straight leg raise maneuvers. Impressions. On 1/7/21, Anthony DeLuca fell from a ladder while at work. He evidently was seen at an urgent care center, where he had x-rays of the right wrist and back. He then followed up with Dr. Lipschultz, beginning 1/13/20. He had the petitioner continue in immobilization. On 1/15/20, he had an MRI of the right wrist to be inserted. Dr. Lipschultz then performed surgery on 1/24/20 to be inserted. Mr. DeLuca followed up post-operatively and was deemed to have done well. He was released from care in June of 2020. However, he returned to Dr. Lipschultz on 2/25/21 with new symptoms. Dr. Lipschultz attributed these to his new job and opined they were not related to the original injury. New paragraph. The petitioner also came into the care of Dr. Polino, a chiropractor named Dr. Polino. At his referral, a lumbar MRI was done on 9/30/20 to be inserted here. Mr. DeLuca did accept chiropractic care. New paragraph. The current exam is described above. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right hand. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the lower back. End.